It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. We're back for another week, man. I am your co-host. I am Michael Akadiri. To my left, I'm joined by...
Kazeem Jamal, you done know, a.k.a. Thomas Skengley, a.k.a. the leader of the Peaky Bumber Clarks, bigging up Small Heath, Big Heath every time, a.k.a. Nines is younger, just call me 4.5, a.k.a. Put Up Papers younger. You get me?
So you repping Birmingham, so North, East?
I'm 9 years younger and I'm Potter Papers younger. So if you're not going to call me 4.5, at least call me 9 pieces of paper. You get me?
Hey!
Yeah.
Both
Drake's album and 9 years album dropped on the same day. Do you want to know how I reacted?
This is the 9 years album.
Like this.
There you go.
I ejaculated myself. I was so excited. No homo. Pause.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
Ejaculation is the height of euphoria.
Yeah. Two albums from them guys on the same day. And Nines had a tune with Blade Brown on his album.
I need to listen to that. You know Victor, wasn't it? Victor Daniels.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Had a cameo.
Was that the music video?
The film. He brings out a film to go along with his album every year.
Victor Daniels got the call. Yeah. Mr. Gillick himself. Shout out Victor. Victor Daniels, Gillick Competence.
Ed was in the one before that.
Yeah. And I think Kairos had a cameo as well in the music video. So yeah, nice. Big up Nine supporting the scene, man. You can bring me in one time soon.
Big up Church Road. Yeah.
You're just saying random places that could get you in trouble. Okay, that's gonna get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Okay.
Darren Griffiths.
We all say from the other side.
All the words
this guy here said. And this guy here
this guy.
Are riding with me. City boys, Jews, we not pity.
Okay, all right.
City going platinum, baby.
I'm glad you're talking reckless because we're gonna address what you said very soon.
My wife and I've got family from NW10 and
I'm a civilian. I'm a civilian. Do you know that's what they say?
That's
they
your
say.
Wife's ends, fam.
Yeah, I'm but it's, put it like this, that area is so hood in terms of London. Like everyone else reps postcodes, everyone else reps areas. They represent streets and estates.
Yeah, that's wild, man.
That's how scatty it is. That's wild. Well,
I'm bigging up Church Road every time.
Yeah, so it's just like,
yeah, damn.
Yeah.
Sister Act 2, because there's none in the churches.
Okay, all right. We're going to get into a listener's question before this turns into
I love warfare. Everyone. I don't want no problems.
Okay, yeah, you say that no now. Beef. You say that now. Beef. Hey, man. This is a listener's question that may pertain to Darren, man.
Yeah,
toddler. Three-year-old toddler. She's a lady. She's a young girl. Baby sister, 10 months old. At random moments, this listener's saying that the toddler will give a one touch to the baby. A 1-2 combo. Leaving a black and blue.
Hit him with a two-piece combo.
Like his Morley's. It's crazy. Clearly, in the question, the mother acknowledges, assume it's the mother, that the toddler's jealous. Is the mother. She said she's a mama's girl, says the mother. What can we do? How can we reassure this listener? How are we going to stop this toddler boxing up their baby daughter? Baby fucking sister, man.
Well, I think it's best to defer the first answer to the one dad in the room that has a toddler newborn? Still say newborn?
I don't know. 7 months.
Yeah.
Nah. Well, I think after 6 months, everyone's like,
yeah. All right, man. They're like, I've had enough of your shit, man.
Yeah.
Your kid's one. Because you ever try to say your kid's eight, just older doesn't have kids, they don't give a shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what? Sad note, do you know what I did today and I felt, was it today or a few days ago? And I felt fucking sick. Someone went, how old's your son? And I went, 13 months.
Oh, you're still hanging on. You're still hanging on. When it's month, you're still hanging on.
No, do you know what it is? I felt like it was the PC way to say it.
No, because you have to say months until two, I think.
Yeah, if you're 27 months, it's not the same.
I feel as a
23 month old.
I feel what you said about development.
Yeah.
Because he's so close to walking, but he's not.
Yeah.
And if I go, he's one.
That
could be so many variables of one. Yeah. That could be one, almost two, one and a half.
Yeah.
So why is he not walking, cuz?
You're giving him leeway by saying months, you're saying.
Yeah.
Protection. You're a father. You're protecting your son.
Yeah, man. Hurry up, I respect and walk, man.
But, but yeah, but me, yes, it's different because obviously in my house, daughter, son, daughter, very, very caring about her brother and stuff, very gentle.
Does she like know that's her brother? Does she understand?
She saved him falling off the sofa the other day, so.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, how did that happen?
Well, we realised that he's too mobile to just be sat upright on the sofa and left.
Yeah. I think you get about 4 weeks of that.
Yeah.
Where you can just prop him on the sofa.
And then you're like.
And they're just like this. So I'm here now.
Yeah. And now he does this thing where he kind of like over-rotates his hip. So his foot ends up this way and he then goes, I'm going forward now.
Wow.
And so that's fine when he's on the ground. So it's like, oh, look, he looks like he's trying to crawl and he just ends up on his front and just, ah. But when you're on the sofa and you do that, you're going to fall off the sofa. Yeah. So she was sat there with her legs out like this.
Yeah.
I was in the garden and then Naomi said she came to the living room and Zadie's like, Zadie's on my legs. Just like annoyed. But she didn't move her legs. And he was like stretched out on her leg. And so if she moved her leg, he was just dropped, just face into the floor.
So she inadvertently saved him.
But no, because I think she knew that if she moved her legs, he would have dropped. So she was just moaning that he was on her legs. Rather than just move her legs out of the way. She was like, he's on my legs. He's on my legs. Like,
yeah, kids are smart. They just don't know how to articulate themselves. Like, you'd probably think like what she wanted to say is he was gonna fall.
Yeah.
He's on my legs. I don't know how to get him off my legs.
Yeah, without him
Where were you, man?
Because you can tell
my core's so strong now.
Yeah. It played in her mind later on in the day because when she was getting ready for bed, because Zavi was on my legs. And it's like, yeah, she's on the sofa, Zavi was on my legs. And she's like, yeah, that is what happened. Yeah, so.
Oh, so you think she was processing that? Yeah. It could have been a lot worse.
She was saying, so where's my compensation
for saving my baby bro?
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I couldn't imagine. Let's imagine that she is just fisting
every time she sees him, she's like, what? Why are you here?
That's on site.
Like, slap him, slapping his milk. Like, slapping his milk, taking his milk, drinking it. Doing Stone Cold Steve Austin with his milk just downing it on her head like
because at a certain age because there's only so many like messages you can get through to a kid, right? Like,
they could obviously at one point they were the child, they're the one that gets all the love and attention. You see it all the time. A new baby's on the block, everyone forgets you exist, you're old news now, everyone runs and it's like, oh my goodness. Like, I remember my niece, she had that insight. She's 8 now, and I remember at my son's naming ceremony, so a year ago, so she would have been 7. She was at understanding because she was the first
grandchild.
And she was even saying, oh, everyone's going to give him attention now. Like, she even had that insight to know that the focus is going to shift. You're not cute, and I feel like after five, six, you're no longer like cute anymore. No. So it's just like, it's done. Your child,
like, kind of like a bit gross,
yeah.
Because some kids don't know they're not cute anymore. So they continue trying to do cute things. It's like, come on, man. You're 6 now. You're a big man now.
You're a big man.
Bare questions, fam.
Yeah.
I'm not on it.
Jessica, you're a big man, you know, Jess. Like, what are you doing, Jessica? You're a big man.
If I don't see you use that on stage, I'll fight you. That's hilarious. Because there's so many layers to that. If you read deep about the world we live in, there's so many layers to that.
So he's just like...
That's crazy.
But if I bring it back to the question, there is a part of that, like, because sometimes Zayd will do something, and me and Naomi will proper like go in on, not proper go in on it, but like, oh Zayd, stop that,
yeah,
and then we'll take a step back, go, but she's only two.
Yeah, she's like,
if he doesn't exist, we see her as a 2-year-old and she's little, but because he exists now, it's just like, yeah, you got to fix up.
So it's you like, just see her as older sister without putting an age to her now?
Yeah, but then it's like we have to sometimes dial it back and be like, actually, that is how you're meant to react. That's how you're meant to behave. You're two.
Yeah.
We can't expect, but you need to understand you need to wait because we're trying to do something with your brother. So just sit down. This is like, I'm two. I've just be the two. So with this, with the listener, yeah, if you're 3-year-old, I guess you got to just see them as a child. And be like, right, how do you talk to a 3-year-old? He probably needs more attention, probably some time on their own, something that's just one-on-one with them. I think sometimes a lot of parents, because as I said, you've got the older one, they see it's like, all right, you just, there's your breakfast, go eat your breakfast. Like, we clocked the other day that when it comes to dinner time, like,
yeah,
Zadie eats before us, like, she's like, why don't you just sit at the table and eat her food? And I go, nah, I said, nah, I mean, actually clock what's happened here. She sat in the dining room just at a table on her own eating because that's where the food is.
Yeah.
We're in the living room with the baby.
Having
like,
fun.
Having a chat, watching TV, she's just sat at the door. I was like, that's fucking horrible.
Yeah, it's quiet. It's cold.
I go, that is horrible. I go, all right, even if I'm not eating, I'm going to sit with her.
Oh, that's nice.
All. And then we managed to time our dinner where it's like, oh, we're all going to sit down at the same time that you didn't. And stuff, and it's like, yeah, I go, no wonder she doesn't want to sit there. She's watching cartoons, and we go, all right, dinner's ready. She gets so excited for dinner, and then she's the only one in the room just eating.
Eating there.
Yeah. Did I do something wrong?
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, and she's two. What's going on in her 2-year-old brain?
Because obviously, is it because of her dietary requirements that she has a separate dinner?
No, it's just that's where her a chair is and stuff. So sometimes we've got a smaller table that's in the living room.
Yeah.
If it's not really messy food, like say it's like chips where you're not going to spill it everywhere. It's like, just sit at the small table in front of the TV and everyone's in the same room. And lo and behold, she sits there and she just eats her food.
Oh.
That's what she is. She's
so you inadvertently were banishing her to have her dinner.
Exactly, yeah. So no wonder she's misbehaving. And she's just spreading food on the table and stuff because like, no one's watching her. She's just there. Because in our minds, like, she knows how to feed herself, so she doesn't need someone just sit there watching her.
Yeah.
It's like, why am I going to just sit there watching her? And it's like, yeah, so you're two, you're going to get lonely, you're going to act up, you're going to want attention. So he's saying with the 3-year-old in the scenario, it's like, yeah, they're hitting the... But what... You've got to look at yourself as parents, like, what are they lacking? It sounds like real soft parenting, because like, I know most people like to beat them. But
in terms of my job, they are probably attention seeking.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
And they know that whether it's good or bad attention, if I do this, you guys acknowledge me.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
And it could just be a little bit of as well as like, well, I had it patterned before you came here, yeah?
Of course.
And now you're here. Have you seen Top Boy?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You guys to go.
You got to get out of here, man.
100% attention from two parents. Mm. Then suddenly it's just split.
Split.
And then maybe one of those parents has to work more and stuff. And then it's just like, right, so you've got 50% attention from one parent and maybe 25% from the other one. It's just like, this is a shit deal.
And I
hate this little kid.
I psychologically, I would love to just have like, do you know what I say, POV, like the lens of the toddler, just to sort of see, like you've grown up, everyone's giving you attention, all relatives, woo! Now when relatives come over, they've got gifts, but it's not necessarily for you, all the biggest gifts probably for the baby. You may get a little saying, yeah, you take this Haribo sweet, you get out of here, where they got the big fuck off teddy bear for the little baby that can't even hold it. Yeah, so I just love to see life from their lens
and how
their
big
perspective
these moments are, how big the emotion 100%. Is in the moment.
Think about it, it don't even like make sense to them, like
no,
like you, as much as you tell them, oh, there's a baby in your mum's belly. Yeah. You're like, right, okay, sure thing.
Mm.
Then your mum leaves one day, and your dad leaves one day, and they come back, and there's just another person, and you're like, they don't sell that.
Where?
What's that? Amazon Prime? Because that wasn't here yesterday. How did you do that?
And where did that come from?
I thought you, man, were talking S when you said there was another person coming. I thought you just wanted me to tidy my room.
But
you're actually, like I remember when we came home with my son, like, my stepdaughter, like, you came in, put him down, and everyone was just onto my stepdaughter to hold him. And she was like, nah, I'm good. And I was like,
yeah,
don't rush this girl because...
Yeah.
These are the moments.
For 7 years, like...
It's all been her.
It's just been her.
Mm.
And now she's just... There's a brand new... She's never seen this happen before. There's a brand new person. In my case, like... there was a period of time, maybe still a little bit, like, she loves her brother so much. They both love each other so much. It's really nice. But there was a period of time, still a little bit, where I felt like she thought he was a toy.
Like, legit.
Like, not in terms of, like physicality, but just, like, you're a kid, innit? You're not grasping that. This is a person, and they're brand new, and they don't know how to...
Yeah.
You know, like, so say, like, if I... So, basically, she had this puzzle, and she just threw it up in the air.
Yeah.
But, like, my son's on the floor, and then they're, like, going through the air like a... disc or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
And one of them just like goes like hit passes his eye. He don't even notice. But I was just like, how did you, like, in my head I was like, how did you think that was a good idea?
Yeah.
How
but then I'm just trying out? To think, like, what would I always think, like, what would I, was I doing stupid shit like this as a kid? And I used to say on a frequent basis, like, he's not a toy.
Yeah.
He's a person.
Mm.
And you have to be gentle. Like, he'd be on the edge of the sofa, like, trying to get up and that. And she would, like, run and jump on the sofa, and I'm like, yo, my days.
Yeah, it's like, all of that.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I know you can see him right there.
Yeah.
I know you can see him right there. And I'm ultra protective of this boy. Like, so protective of him. I sometimes I'm just like, everyone fucking move back. Because, like, it's getting mad. Like, so I was just like, I know you love him, but, like, someone's gonna get hurt, you know, or someone's gonna get shouted at because of whatever. But he bangs her up.
Oh, it'll be clapping her up,
yeah, bites her, slaps her.
Jeez.
That's love, that's sibling love.
Scars on her face and stuff like that. This is the big thing that's happening now, and it does get to me a bit. So, like, so it was his birthday, and he had his presents and stuff like that. And it was kind of like, and I don't know because I've never enjoyed this. It was just me. Like, I got half brothers and that, but I weren't there for their birthdays. They weren't there for mine, you know what I mean? So I never really, and it wasn't that kind of relationship. But he had all these presents.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a vibe of, like, his sister was like, so when are we opening the presents? And I wanted to be like, they're not your fucking presents.
Right.
But I gotta be like, you wanna be involved, I get it, kind of thing. And you don't have the foresight to be like, how can I be involved in... It's like going to a wedding, isn't it? Like, have you ever seen the wedding on The Office when the manager wants to be in the wedding?
Sure, yeah.
And he's like, he's a groomsman. They've given him their groomsman responsibility. Yeah. He wants to be giving spare speeches
more,
and stuff.
More
and it's
than,
like,
fam,
you need to know how to be involved from the side.
Yeah. Know your role.
So, like, of course I'm going to involve her all the time, but I was like, let him just enjoy his presence for a sec. And now she, like, he's getting to the point where he's, like, looking at phones and he's touching them, and she's got an iPad.
Yeah.
And whenever he touches her iPad, she's like, get off my iPad. And I'm just like, no. If we're sharing both ways.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we can be real militant and cut it down the middle and be like, this is his shit, and that's your shit, which is going to be awful.
Yeah, absolutely.
So today, he touched the iPad. I was just like, let him touch it. He's not going to break it. You know what I mean? It's, you could see it, like,
yeah,
get off my fucking head. Yeah, no, yeah. It's again, like, from the last episode, it's a learning curve for me. It's a thing I never had to deal with. Like,
yeah,
everything in my house was mine.
Yeah, yeah.
Cousins come round, don't fucking touch it.
Yeah, that Zaydi.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I do share.
Well, I'm opposite, isn't it?
Oh yeah, you've always had.
Yeah, I grew up with three brothers, so
nothing was yours.
everything was shared. So,
and are you the youngest?
Third. I'm third in command. So I've got one younger.
So I presume it went dad, mum, brother, you, in terms of who picks their meat off the.
Oh boy, if I got bone, I was lucky, man.
Yeah, that's why my mum. That's why my mum loves the gristle of beef. Because I was like, how do you like this?
Is she the youngest?
Yeah, she was the youngest for a long time. And I was like, oh, I've clocked it. That's all you had left.
That's all you had left. You make it work, man.
Yeah, that's why you love it.
That cow foot tastes delicious.
You love it by default.
Hey, man, it's a cow foot.
I'm eating the beef. I'm like, you don't even know what this is.
Like steak. When I saw steak for the first time, I was like, what the fuck is this? No, that cow had a lot of space. Like... I've been eating cow foot. I didn't know you could get a sirloin. What the fuck?
All right. But that teaching how to share things is a crazy one. Because what is with, like, Ozzy Zadie being, she was the only child for, like, every eldest child is the only child for a bit.
Absolutely.
Then her and Zavi don't really want to go for the same things. They can't really go for the same things. Her toys are too small for him to be playing with. So, but occasionally, he'll grab one of her things. And she is like, it's like, Zadie, you're not even playing with.
You won't play with it.
Just let him have it. Ooh, it's mine. It's my rattle.
The sharing.
Like, you don't even play with a rattle. Like, what are you doing?
Mm.
But what's worse is something he'll be playing with something, and we clock her do it. Like, it's weird. I don't know what's got. Like I said, I would love to be in her mind.
Yeah.
Because if you look at her face, there's nothing malicious. There's nothing. I don't know what it is, but he will play something, and she doesn't think anyone's watching, and she'll just take it off him.
Mm.
She'll take it off him. And she'll play with it for a little bit, and she realizes this is shit. This is a shit toy.
She's just being possessive for no reason.
And then she'll just put it down. Won't give it back to him. She'll just put it down. Just, but now he doesn't have it. So you come into live. You come. He's like, wait, where's his toy? And she's like, but I don't know. I'm like, you see it. You see him looking at you like, help me, man.
It must be tough, man.
Yeah.
To be the
mind of a toddler.
Yeah. Or to be like. The first one, the first child, and then another child comes along, and you're kind of like trying to get to grips with it all. Like, yeah, it must be, like, so like I'm still learning, in it, because like obviously, like she like my stepdaughter will play with my son's stuff, right? I don't care at all. This is the frugalness in me,
yeah.
I don't like the way she plays with it.
Oh, in case she breaks it.
She plays with it like I've got money for another one. And I'm like, let's not break these toys.
Yeah.
Before the person who is intended for even gets to play with it.
Right. No doubt.
You know what I'm saying? So like, if you bought me a PlayStation and when you give it to me, the analog sticks all
bust up, chewed up.
Come on, and like, who did this, cuss?
Yeah, that's a mad
thing. Who did this? So it's kind of like, I'm learning, I'm learning a lot, bruv.
Yeah.
Just on me and like things that I've experienced and like how am I feeding this back? How am I seeing this? And then, like I say, I'm very protective of my son and all aspects of it.
Yeah.
And I'll be proper blanket with it from everyone. My mum picked him up once, I went and put him down. And this is a person that's raised a child to the age of 30.
Would you raise you?
So like when things are happening, it's kind of like, I'm just like, just leave this fucking stuff alone.
Yeah.
In my head.
Yeah.
But I'm like, you can't say that out loud.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's irrational.
And
that's not the best way to go about it anyway. So I'm learning. And this convo is good because it's like, you have to look at it through the eyes of the first child as well.
Yeah.
Being like, what are they going through?
Mm.
And to add on top, you know, my stepdaughter and her dad, they don't have the best relationship.
Mm.
Now, her brother, she's not, kids aren't dumb. She knows, like, I'm his dad.
Yeah.
She sees me as a dad, but she knows I'm his dad
yeah.
through blood.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, that's another dynamic of like, what the fuck's going on here? Like,
how
come he gets one?
Yeah.
Or like, no, you were my brethren first.
Mm.
I met you first.
Yeah.
Before you came along. Kind of
thing. Like, is this guy stealing my friend? But what I've seen is that she's a great big sister.
Mm.
Very attentive, very loving. The only other thing is that I feel like she takes the big sister role serious.
Oh, yeah.
So we're kind of getting to the point of we're like, let the parents parent. You just make sure he's happy and safe.
Mm.
Like, you don't need to tell him off.
Right, yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? So there's things for me to work on internally and things that I need to understand from other people's point of view. But other than that, like, yeah, there's no beef. I don't know. Yeah, demons in. I don't know.
Maybe, clapping the baby. Yeah, that's wild.
That's a bit mad.
Well, it's funny, it's what you learn about yourself as a parent. Like, one thing I've learned in the past few weeks is that it's like, if we don't tackle this issue now, I could see like how it's gonna go. And it's me. Well, daughters from young, she's been able to play me and Naomi off each other. But we clocked that was from early, like, okay, no, united front, we knew that, that's the thing. But it's to the point where it's like, okay, even though it's a united front, she still wants to try and
she takes a punt.
Yeah. She sees me as the pushover. I'm the dickhead.
Are you? Oh. Is it because you're always outside? As we talked about in the previous episode, you're out the house, so you pop out as a parent.
I think it's known being a teacher, so she knows how to do the whole stern voice without sounding like a nutcase and stuff. Like, you know, and to me, when I see her do it, it's like, I'm like, yeah, I respect that. But if I think of myself doing it, I'm like, that's so cringe. me doing it would be me doing an impersonation of Nairobi.
Authentic.
Like, yeah, so say they do something and like she'll throw one of her toys, they'll just smack against something on the wall. And like, no, like, we do not throw our toys. We do not throw our toys. You picked her up and you apologize. And she's like, see, that's me doing the impression of Nairobi.
Yeah.
I couldn't talk like that as myself. Like, that is weird. That's not what I'm talking. And so, but in my head, just like, no, but I do. She does need to know. She can't fuck about with me because it's just dad.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind her thinking dad's more laid back. That's cool. But then her behavior, we started to see that her behavior does change around me. And so she goes, I'm just going to do what I want because it's dad. It's daddy. So it's like, right. And it's like, Zayda, you need to pick that up. And she's like, and she just runs off.
Taking you for a dickhead.
And he's like, no, Zayda, come pick that up. So, and she just does something else. Like, oh, no, I'm a prick. I'm an actual prick. So then it's like, today, I usually would just let something slide because it weren't a big deal. Like, she was banging the stair gate.
Yeah.
And she had like a little pouch in her hand, like food. And she just threw, I said, stop banging the stair gate. And she threw the pouch on the floor. I said, all right, pick that up. And then she just started laughing. She threw herself.
Rotted. She said, my dad's really a comedian, you know?
So in my head.
At least you weren't bumming.
Yeah, at least you got reaction still.
So in my head, I was like, nah, this situation might get bad because it's not ending until she picks this up.
Damn. And everything hard, Jaden Sancho.
Yeah, because Naomi said, she goes, I overheard you say something the other day to her. I go, what? She goes, I heard you say, Zaydi, do not make me put bass in my voice because you'll cry and you'll get upset.
Oh!
That's what I said. Yeah.
You said that to a 2-year-old?
Yeah.
No, I
said, no, and then Naomi goes, I think you may need to start putting bass in your voice more because she is just running around. So then I was like, Zaydi, pick it up. And she still wouldn't pick it up. So pick it up. I'm like, Zaydi.
Don't make me get your mum, you know?
Naomi! She's not listening to me.
That is the maddest bar.
Fully in front of the child.
You'll never be respected again.
Don't make me get your mum. What? Hey.
She's not picking it up. Nah, yeah. And this is the thing of pick it up. And I held and go, listen.
Was she levitated?
I'm down on the level. I'm down on the level. I go, listen. We can have fun after. But dad's about to get cross. Pick it up. And then she picked it up. And I didn't even tell her to do this. Then she screwed the lid on the thing as well. And then handed it to me.
Oh, right.
And I was like, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you had to frisk your daughter.
And as I say, I looked back at her and I was like, hey, did I do parenting? Did I do?
That's how you know she's a teacher. You even wanted the
approval.
Did I do parenting?
The green pen came out.
Can you put that
gold
on platter?
Star, you know, gold you put, star parents
is home report.
I'm going to tell my mum.
Darren has done so well this term.
Saturday parents evening.
Literally. Literal parents evening.
Well, it's the other way around in my house.
Is it? Are you the stern one and you have to die?
I wouldn't say I'm the stern one, but my stepdaughter knows that I'm the one that will follow through.
All right.
And like, I think it's just kids' nature where they will let you know that we think, like, whoever it is that is the person, like, yeah. I think you're, like, quote-unquote, I think you're a dickhead.
Yeah.
Because Sheree was telling me the other day, she was having attitude or something, so I said, oh, no more, you're not having no more sweets today, or whatever it might have been. And then she said to her, yeah, you know, and she said she started laughing. And then later that day, she goes, oh, do you know why I was laughing, Mum? Because I knew you'd, and she came downstairs and went, can I have a chocolate? And then she went, yeah, you can have a chocolate. And as she's unwrapping the chocolate, she went, I knew you wouldn't hold strong.
Oh,
that's why I laughed, because I knew you'd give in to me, right? Now, I remember when my son was first born, I was doing a school run.
Disrespectful, man. That's crazy.
That's why you don't run these streets no more, man.
From your own flesh and blood, talking tough. Hey.
That's why I run these corners now, man. Yeah.
But when my son was first born, I was doing a school run.
Yeah.
And I said to her, you need to have breakfast, yeah? And she went and took out some Mr. Kipling cake or something. And I was like, nah, that's not breakfast. And I said, you can have this, or this.
Yeah. But the illusion of choice. These are your options.
Yeah, yeah. And then she looked at me and then walked up the stairs and went, Mom! And I was like,
ooh.
You know them ones when you're like, you better back me right now, because, yeah. So she come downstairs and, you know, Mum must have said, yeah, whatever he's saying, just run with it, yeah?
Mm.
So I said, you need to have breakfast. And then I think because it was running late, I made the decision for her. And I said, so there it is, boom.
Yeah.
Like one of them crepes. Had chocolate in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's cool for
her. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She just went, I'm not eating that. And I went, looks like you're going to be hungry. Let's go. And, and you know, like, in the cool to be kind way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually hoping she was in maths or English or something and her belly was bracking her.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, so she'll learn.
So you would know that I'm not being an arsehole.
Yeah.
Eat breakfast because I don't want you to be hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So she knows I'll follow through.
Yeah, yeah.
With anything. I've taken the iPad. I've when she was a bit younger, I used to carry her up to bed and none of that ran if
you weren't on
point. If she starts acting up in the park, being... Like when I first met her, she was very timid.
Yeah.
Now she's on everything. Swings, climbing frame, this, that.
Mm.
She starts going like, oh, I don't know what I want to go. I'm not sure if I want to climb that. I'm like, let's go.
Well,
because let's
done.
Not waste each other's time here. Are we in the park to park? Or are we just in the... Are we,
yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm cold.
Yeah. I remember one time she was like, this is the last time we're going down this slide because your mum wasn't well. I was like, we need to go to chemist, get this. Yeah. I took her out to give mum some time, whatever. Mm. And she was like, all right, yeah, last one, cool. Yeah, last one, wicked, no problem. I'm going to go up there now, last one. Came down the slide, and she was like, one more time. I said, see you later. And I started walking out the park. I said, you can go in again, but I'm bouncing, yeah? So you better be quick. And then she went, oh, no, I'm coming, right?
Yeah.
And that's the stuff my mum would do. She'd be like, all right, cool, see you later.
Who wants to
be lost at five?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, she knows that I'll follow through in that, so... When I say something, like nine times, like, so Sheree will be saying stuff and she might have to say it four or five times and I'm like, can you hear your mum speaking to you?
Yeah.
But I try and pattern it back the other way. I brought home a sweet the other day and it was quite late and she was like, can I have this now? So I said, ask your mum.
Yeah.
Mm. To just kind of give that.
Your mum's got authority as well.
Yeah,
yeah,
give that power.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I think it's a thing of that. And another development for me is like, I got to make it look... It's so nuts. I got to make it look like, I think, that mum runs me as well.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To be like,
course,
we're following
you,
mum.
You need to validate her authority.
That happened to me with the TV. Naomi said, you can't watch this. And she went, Daddy. And I go, why are you asking me?
Interesting, like, knowing that they will knowingly try to play one against the other. That's the thing. That's
you can't be naive to the idea that because they're little, they're it's like their minds are working. They're us.
This
is what they become when they're older.
100%.
So and I was the worst child, so I see it happening.
Yeah.
I watched my stepdaughter conjure. I saw the plan happening from its inception. And I went to Cherie, I went to her, watch this. Yeah. And we walked around the shop and it started off like with a, that's nice. And then we walked around the shop and I went, and she was like, what? And I was like, you're going to buy her something. And we'd already given the game plan. We're going in for specific things and we're bouncing. Today, no magazines, nothing. We've got sweets at the house. We've got everything at the house. We have tossed at home. Yeah.
That's it, man.
Yeah. And then she went, oh, that's a nice snack. And then I said, you're going to buy something by the time we leave the shop that we didn't come in here for, right? Lo and behold, she got finessed so hard. She didn't even know it was happening. And I told her it was going to happen.
Rotted. So she buy magazine and sweets.
And then just... I said to her, you knew what you were doing, right? And she went,
damn. I did. Trouble.
I knew what I was doing. And I can see it happening because I was so mischievous.
Yeah,
yeah. You can't scam the scammer.
Yeah.
Cherie was good.
Okay.
So she doesn't know scamming scammers.
Yeah, yeah. So she getting played.
Yeah, so I've got the... I know every trick the playbook. In the book. You've seen the playbook.
And that's what we do as parents. We just project all of our little things from when we were kids onto the kids and stuff.
Interesting.
So like Naomi, like, she... When it comes to like snacks, bad snacker. I'm a bad snacker as well.
Yeah.
And I don't think Naomi's mum ever said no for no sake.
Yeah.
It was a no because they didn't have it. So Naomi's mother said, if I have it, why not just give them it? And granted, she's not an idiot. So when it comes to like dinner time soon, she's not just handing out snacks. But other times of the day, it's like, have a snack. I want a snack.
Why not? Yeah.
So anyway, it's a snack. And all our snacks are like healthy in the house anyway. It's just like, have a snack. Whereas me, not even out of discipline, more out of sheer laziness. Can I have a snack? Nah.
But it needs to be balanced, isn't it?
But Zadie would just leave it after I go, nah. She's like,
okay.
She's like, and then just go and play.
She won't fight it.
So for me, it's just like... So it's a weird one of... If she wants to just prat around, daddy's a dickhead.
Yeah.
But if she has to ask daddy for something, she knows it might not happen. It might not happen.
I said the other day, you think sometimes I'm being tough. I'm saying no, just so they know what the word is.
Mm.
I said, because otherwise they're going to grow up, both of them are going to grow up and feel like... Whatever it is, the analogy is that they should just get a snack because they asked for one.
And it needs to. They need to understand the concept of authority and the concept that, you know, there are rules that must be abided by.
Yeah.
Because outside the house, there are also rules which need to be abided by.
And you could get... you move too entitled, someone might smack you in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know I'm riding out.
Or you might end up selling drugs.
Boom blast. Segway. We've been waiting for this, man. Because obviously, Darren, you live in the sticks.
Yep.
So that could have been a conscious decision. That could be another discussion for another episode.
County lines exist.
So you can't.
Well, county lines exist.
That's true. You set up your son already. What the hell?
he's gonna run the northern area.
Hey, he's gonna run the network. If you're gonna do it, go hard, man. Run the network. Don't be no little mono pedal bike. Run the network.
I found out my son was shot in. Don't make me hear you know little man shot.
This is mad toxic. Imagine just like you find a little bit of like drugs in his bag. He's like, what's this? What's this? You said the drugs into you, dickhead. Da, da, da. And he goes, come with me, dad. He just opens some garage. He's just like, this is all my stuff. It's like, you go into his room, he's like, I want to see every piece of drug that you've got. And it's just like, he just opens up the garage. Here you go, dad.
Hey!
I called the police.
What?
Oh, you straight in there.
I'd call the police. I'd move the money and I'd call the police.
I was like, yeah, I'm like, this is too much drugs.
You're going to do some years, son.
I'd call the police. I'd be like, yeah, I'm rich.
But that,
I'd call the police.
That's what we need. Let's get
joking,
into it,
son,
man.
I'd never snitch on you.
Like, we've seen a lot, more about London, we've seen a lot of sort of a spike. It feels like a spike. It may just be normal life, more reported. A spike in sort of crime, knife crime. Obviously, various reasons why knife crime happens, but one of the reasons could be due to young people being involved in the selling and distribution of drugs and other paraphernalia. And there was a clip that we must post, man. Yeah. But it was a clip of a lady on an estate holding a shoebox, which we believe belongs to her son, and throwing cash monies over the balcony, and we believe this was profits of drugs, drug money.
Imagine being on the street that day.
You'll say, God!
Imagine some of that Jehovah! Money had, that some of that money had to go back to that to pay back the plug.
This is what I'm thinking.
You just killed me.
Let me say it up, because that was my initial.
Oh, sorry.
That was
immediate thought, so obviously, what from the video, what we believe the content is that mum has found a shoebox full of money. The queen's head, the queen looking heavily pretty in that pink. And she's like, nah, my son, you're not doing this drug thing in my household. Trying to lay down some authority, trying to lay down the law. We know where drugs can lead to death or prison or worse.
Exceptional worse. Wealth. What?
Hey, man. Dude, we
joking.
Let's not put out the...
No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Don't forget, guys, we are comedians.
Yeah,
we are. Not you guys that did the best.
Then it's going, so the mother is trying to protect her son. She's like, look, I don't want you being addicted to this rubbish. Get out. It reminds me when I was 7 and my dad used to smoke. I used to break his cigarette. Don't smoke.
You used to break your dad's cigarettes?
Yeah, you just buy a new pack. It was literally so
did
redundant.
Did he not used to just break your clock?
You used to do that to your dad?
Yeah.
Do you know what I used to do? I used to steal my mum's cigarettes and sell them at school.
I used to drink.
And she'd be like, has anyone seen my packet? Have you seen my packet of cigarettes? And I'd be like,
no. No interest in cigarettes.
I used to
drink my dad's beer, though.
you are fucking proper Essex, mate.
Yeah.
You were single digits then?
Yeah, it's because I used to think the frothy bit, it tastes like ice cream. Every time I thought it tasted like ice cream. I would think it would. And then I'd lick it. I'd be like,
oh.
And I'm like...
Maybe next time. This time.
I didn't get the right one.
Dad comes back with a new brand.
Oh, yeah.
This might be the one.
This is one. This one. I think this is it. I think this time we got to taste like ice cream.
I think San Miguel is Spanish for vanilla.
My dad's drinking Tennent's, you know.
Tennent's. Real lager, you know.
I'm like,
rotted.
I just think that my brother would drink. I was like, men are dickheads. Like, how do they drink it? Beer is nasty.
I still reside to the fact that I feel like these things only taste good once you have bills.
Yeah,
exactly. It must. But you turn 18 and have serious bills. Then
you got bills. You're an adult. Here are some cigarettes and a drink because you're gonna need it.
Alcohol.
It's a long road.
But yeah. It's a coping mechanism. Yeah.
It's true.
It's a coping mechanism.
Man. But yeah, the parent chucking out the
money. Yeah, look, man. Some people don't want that in their house, man. Look, I want no drug money. I want no sex in my house. I want no drugs in my house. Like, some parents have certain rules.
You want no sex in your house? Even a sexual habit?
No.
No sex. I said no sex.
No sex. Get off me, woman!
I said no sex
in this house.
Talk to them kids. I said no sex.
Caught blocking yourself in the name of authority. That's crazy. But yeah, some parents don't move militant like that, and they don't they don't care about the repercussions. They're like, I don't want drug money in my house, point blank, period. But there's repercussions, aren't there?
Yes, I feel like imagine a lot of immigrant parents in that case.
They're called expats.
Yeah, because they're so righteous.
Yeah.
They're not thinking of any repercussions or consequences of the action. There's like, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Get rid of it. So as Kaz was about to say, that was the first thing I thought when I saw it was that may not be profits.
100%. That's just
not all of it anyway.
Exactly. A cut of that might be his. He's meeting my man tomorrow. And he's like, I've got the cash. I'll see you. Bring it tomorrow, 8 p.m.
Meet by the marshes.
And then he gets home, like, this guy's going to be off my back.
Yeah.
And then he sees Mumsy, just like, what is this?
She's in Atlanta.
I'm just like,
yeah.
Mom!
Hey, man. Yeah.
Nah, be fair, like, it had to be profit because the way...
I'd say to her, Mum, you know you just killed us.
Because the way I would...
I'm telling him what you did.
Because... Yeah, because there's no way... Because there's no way I'm selling drugs and I live with my mum and she's throwing away something that's going to get me killed. I'm not... boxing that box out of her hand and taking it back off her.
But maybe you got so much respect for your mom. I deal with this later.
I got respect for mum, but I've also got respect for Wicked Skeng Man.
Trust me.
So like, no, I saw what he did to.
To
Dwayne from the other estate.
I still got Dwayne's shirt on.
Yeah, I need to give this money back to him. So, Mum, you can shout at me later. But
do you think...
I'll firm it later,
100%. Yeah.
Question I had, and obviously all of us are born here. Mm. I don't know if the mother in question was born here, but because we've been children here and we've grown up, not necessarily around it, some of us closer than others, but we understand a bit about that life and that culture, whether through seeing it, whether through entertainment. Where if you're an immigrant parent, you may think drug is bad, but you may not understand the insight you've just provided, that this is money on consignment or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you think a parent that grew up here and may understand the culture would react differently?
I think so. I think they're still going to be as mad and vexed, but for me, if I'm the parent that's just sitting down, I'm like, what the fuck's this?
God forbid, I won't put this on your son, but let's say you're equal opportunities.
Zaidi could also be a shotter.
Women, you can do what you want.
Yep.
If you want to be the top gal,
Zaidi can be a stay-at-home husband.
Hey, come on, man! Equal opportunity for everyone. Let's say Zaidi's.
Jack is inspiring girls up and down the country to sell drugs.
Hey man, you can't be what you don't see.
Sell drugs up and down the country and steal drugs for no apparent reason, evidently. Plot twist. No, it wasn't.
But let's say when you're kids, it's like, they're 17 now.
Yeah.
And you're like, you see them with a bit of money, and it doesn't make sense. They've got brand new Air Forces, but they're just a paperboy. Okay, yeah. What's going on? You're in their room.
Yeah.
See this shoebox.
OnlyFans.
See the shoe. Hey, that's crazy.
He's having an asthma attack.
That's a little crazy. That's a little crazy.
That's what that ring light's for. All right, no problem.
And then you're like, you see a shoebox, you pull it off. What's all this?
Dildos?
I've been behind on the bills and this guy's got all this cash. But anyway, you see this. Hey, I'll be big man. I've been struggling with bills. You got all this cash. Yo! You knew I've been trying to top up the meter. Anyway, sad for it. You go to your child. Like, all right, what's this? And you're suspicious. The guys they've been hanging out with. They look a bit wayward.
Yeah.
What's your discussion at that point?
So they're coming home, and they see me sat in the dining room with the shoebox on the table. So they already know.
Yeah, okay.
They're going to try and do a little spin on that. You know that the one where Abe Simpson comes into the room, puts his hat on, takes his coat off, puts his hat back on, and walks back out. They're going to try and do that. I'm like, sit down. I'm going to just want to know all the information.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say, like, you're not leaving this house to, like, you actually tell me what is actually happening. Mm. And then, with the information they've given me, we'll have to devise some kind of plan that how this ends now without them getting hurt. And
let's say it ends now is I got 3 more grand to make by tomorrow and I've got no more drugs.
Yeah.
I'm dipping in my savings.
Yeah, that's the thing. You're giving people, I'm going to have to.
So you're basically like, okay, you're going to, I'm rolling. Because now you're involved. If you're going to do that, now you're involved in this drug deal. by your $3,000, if you're gonna go to the bank tomorrow, go to NatWest or whatever, be like, I need
$3,000. I've got $3,000 in a shoebox from the drugs I'm selling.
Okay, so this you're just a family. You could be
the reason ops. I don't want my son to do it is because he's actually interfering with my territory. So
yeah, you're up. He's fully your up, and this is how you find out.
Know. Yeah, so
he doesn't
even know.
Rule number one is knife crime and all that. It's effective, but you got to hit him in the pockets.
Get money.
And if I can stop that cash flow, my enemy has no resources. Wars are expensive.
They are very
guns
expensive.
Are expensive.
Very much so.
So
it's true. I've watched too many films. In my head, I'm thinking I'm going to walk into the guy's house and throw the cash on the things. But you right, Dal? And my son's going to be like, what? How do you know him? Like, shut your fucking mouth. He's out of the game. So like, I didn't know it was your boy. It's like, I fucking told you. You stay away from my fucking family.
I fucking told you.
He's like, yeah, no, I'm sorry.
Bill Mitchell,
I'm sorry.
I've gone legit, you wanker.
Yeah. And then like, my son's gonna be sat in the car.
I've seen the end of Power. Yeah. No one's killing me.
My son's gonna be sat in the car, shook, just like, I didn't know my dad was that guy. Didn't know.
That's it.
That's how things gonna go in my head. What's gonna happen is like, okay, so here's the £3,000, and my son's not selling drugs anymore. Shut up, blood.
I was like, oh, these ones as well. These ones in front of your son. God. Shut up, blood.
Hey, where in front of your son. Hey, you're touching my temple. Woo!
You're the son, ready? Shut up, blood.
Shall I call mom?
You're the guy, yeah. You're the guy, ready? This is one of these ones we go. So are we done or what?
You slide the money across the table, and they just slide it back and go, sell,
amen.
Fucking drugs.
Hey,
just like, and bring your dad with you. You know, you work for me now. So you're now
on payroll, my guy.
You start saying things like, yeah, but I've actually got a 6-week notice period at my actual employment.
So hey, shut up!
Can we defer that a little bit? So I've got to do a handover to whoever's taken over from me. And it's quite...
And Stacey's currently on mat leave, so it's a bit difficult,
I'm actually managing the whole thing at the moment.
It's really
We've
tough.
Actually got I'd much rather leave when this project's done, and then I can really say, I'm flattered that you're headhunting me. Did you see my LinkedIn? That's
very, very, very hard work. I learn quickly on the job and everything,
One thing we will have to get clear is, I can't do none of... You can't do that to me anymore. Who's HR?
That's a disciplinary,
yeah,
my
book.
If you
do that to me again, I just kind of feel like I don't really feel valued here.
You know what I mean?
And I am black, so I do tick one of the boxes.
If you need diversity quota, yeah. I know...
Oh, my God.
Oh, you got quite a few black people.
Well, you got my
already?
Son, don't you? So, yeah. To be fair, that's one. And
what's the pension like? You gonna live long enough to see it, cuz.
Who's HR? Just points to one guy in the corner, he's got a full scar across his eye. Just like,
yeah, complaints go to him.
Just now, I've got no complaints.
Can we do a suggestion? Casual Friday?
Is there an induction period?
Yo!
Yeah, this is my man over here. He's on probation. Oh, so you've started fairly... No, he's just come out of prison, fam. He's on probation.
He's going to be looking after you as you settle in. Hey, man.
So do you need to see my P45? No, what's that, a gun, fam? P45.
Is that G17, G19, G17, G19?
You just realise you're out of your depth. So.
It's a crazy underworld, man.
Yeah, it's a mad one. It's
Do you know what I would do?
Yeah.
If I found the money for the drugs, what I would do is I would take it and act like I don't know what he's on about.
Right, yeah.
So when a man comes home and he's stressing, I'm going to be like, what? What's happened?
Yeah.
And then you're going to have to tell me. And then he's going to be like, he's going to kill me. I'm going to be like, fuck, I knew this was going to happen. Shit. Yeah, I told you. Stop running with them guys, bruv.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. Yeah, I'm going to call Uncle whatever. We're going to go up north. Yeah. You're going to lay down there for a little while. I'm gonna go speak to Dad, don't go speak to these guys.
Let's say go, kid's got GCSEs coming.
I'm gonna go speak fam, you're gonna have RIPs in a minute, yeah? Don't worry, I'm gonna go speak to them. Go up north, stay with your uncle. I'm gonna sort it out. Are you sure? Yeah. Alright, listen, we're gonna go early in the morning. Go put your head down. Don't worry, it's gonna be fine, yeah? And then when he's asleep, are you fucking dickhead,
yeah,
fam?
Yeah.
I've got your drugs. You can't be a drug dealer. You're getting robbed in your own house, cuz. Yeah.
You're a shit dealer. Yeah.
You're not built for this life. Yeah. Trust me, I tried it. I wasn't built for it either. It's in our blood. Don't do it again. I'm going to go pattern this, yeah? What? You still need two more back? Don't worry. All right, cool. Yeah, I'm Nigerian. I'm going to send an email, get the money. Yeah.
Right. Father, like, son.
And I'm gonna pattern this, and you never.
You're from a long line of shit dealers.
Yeah, we're from a long line of shit dealers. Listen, this is what we're good at, right? Jump in the car, put on Nines or any other rapper that you feel speaks to your spirit. From your journey from home to work, you are the biggest trapper in the world.
Bad man for that 45
you're
minutes.
You're a bad man, yeah?
No one can chat to you in your whip.
In your whip, yeah? Make sure, though, you're careful, because obviously when you look out the window, real drug dealers and gangsters might be in another car. So don't look too mad, because they will get out and they want to talk to you. But yeah, you're a driller. When you get out of the car, put your AirPods on. You're still trapping. You're trapping all the way until that fucking waste man who works on the desk opposite you goes, good morning, and you take your AirPods out. Now you're pussy on.
Now you're back to being a civilian.
Ah, no.
Boom blast.
Where were we?
I think I don't even know where
we don't know where we were.
We were just
thinking it was still playing this carry
on. If it's not, this is gonna sound nuts. Oh. We have to assume we just finished that improv.
Yeah.
we're talking about selling drugs and then boom blast and then I don't even know.
Let's just tell the listeners how the sausage is being made. So what happened is we're not sure if we've got any audio of what just happened. That's why when it does get edited and it goes from hype of energy to this,
it's
because we are talking like we do not know if this is recorded. If you missed gold,
I think I know what happened.
What?
I think they stopped it remotely. They thought we were gone.
You
think they forgot to bless us with the extra? They forgot about the extra hour they blessed us with, and then they're
I think so.
Because if he's just started that remotely, I reckon
he stopped it remotely.
Right, yeah, at some point, yeah. So we done it. So it's gonna be probably a little dip. Anyway.
That's why we gotta pay £200 an episode for a producer.
Have we concluded?
Bendy facts. But the point being is that, you know, your kids unfortunately can get caught up in some stupidness, some fuckery, and you may have to go handle that. And that handling may be paying the person they owe money off and getting out the game.
Now, do you know what I would do? I would, like, look, all jokes aside, I would... Footsteps give me anxiety.
You think someone's going to come and run up?
Lock it off them. In all honesty, what I would do is whatever is the best way to deal with it. It's your kid, innit? You're going to do whatever it is to get them out of it.
Yeah,
whether that means if they have to make up a certain sum and shotting it is the only way they're going to do it, but you've got your last, whatever, two bags to in your savings.
Yeah.
The two bags have got to go. Like, what's more important, two bags or your son, innit? Like, because even if he does make the money shotting, he still has to be out there shotting.
Yeah.
Anything can happen to him whilst he's doing that, you know, or her or whatever, you know. So whatever it is, I've just got to sit down with him and be like, you can't do this anymore.
Yeah.
And now we have to figure out, because one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not getting you out of this on my own.
Yeah.
We have to figure out how we're going to get you out of this. What do you need? What do you need to help me get you out of this?
Yeah.
Let's say he's like, I need you. Go on.
Go on.
I was going to say, what if he needs you to go Southend for him?
What, a trap?
Yeah.
Why?
How
much drugs has he got on him?
Well, like, and then, like, the deadline's tomorrow.
Because if I've got enough to pay...
To buy it.
Yeah, to buy it. Then if it's trivial, you're getting rid of that. And here's the money. You give it to him. You're now in debt to me.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Shifting the
I can tell you now, that's going to be way more painful.
the raw emotional answer to that question without going into the insights is you have to go Southampton after shot this. If that's what it is, like, just on the face value, I'm going Southampton. I'm sure.
Yeah, you're going cunch.
Yeah, because you're not.
For your son. I'm so not built for drug dealing.
I'll pull up. I'll pull up with my lunchbox and my flask and be like, we working. Don't know what, boys.
I don't know any slang. I'll be in the market. Drugs. Do they want like drugs? Cocaine.
Do you know what? I don't think anyone would buy drugs off you. Because no, you would give Undy vibes.
100% Undy vibes. Undy. I'm undercover.
And you'd be like, I'm actually a drug dealer. I'm actually trying to sell these drugs, I swear. Guys, and you'd be like,
If I was an undercover...
Yo, Snapchat, Undy's in the ends.
But if I was an undercover cop... Would I be this obvious?
They're calling him Darren the Undy.
Have you
seen
like the shade bar or whatever? I'm just mate.
Yeah.
Posted clips of when man them catch the undies in their
head. Yeah. That delivery driver. That there's just nothing in their back.
Or even have you seen when the undies are dressing like man them?
Yeah. They look so bait. Like you. Two clean box fresh like Air Jordans and shit. Yeah. I'm like, you're wearing Air Jordans.
Yeah, no one's trapping like that.
Yeah.
They look
the bummiest
of bummy. They got several tracksuit bottoms on. You've just got the one.
And they're just chased after. So where are you from, blood? Like,
yeah. Several.
I'm from here.
Bare hoods up.
I'm from Ellsbury. And
one
like...
hood this way, another hood that way, another hood like that. A surgical mask for some reason. And a balaclava.
And a
lime bike that they've hot-wired. They've bust the chain off, so it's just going... You're not a shotter, fam. You get out of here, bro.
You don't fool in nobody.
If you ain't riding that bike and your bridge's not on the front handles, I don't believe you.
They did get a bit deeper. Go deeper.
Yeah, you haven't done your research.
But that's what I'd be doing. What would you be doing?
That's scary hours, man. I think try to settle the debt. To settle the debt and get out and like try to make it clear to to these people that, you know, he will no longer be involved. Like whatever he owes you's done, and then try Kai off as much as you sort of can.
Yeah.
And if that means for a while he has to go lay low somewhere else so the heat's off him.
Yeah.
Once the debt's paid, if it's looking like they're still like he's on his way home from somewhere they're trying to talk to him, then you go lay low north, another country, even Niger, wherever. I don't care, man.
Yeah.
Like you have to sort of get out.
The funny thing is as well is like, well, not funny thing, but the thing is as well is that people see drug dealing and they immediately go, there must be a hierarchy. And I think that is the case depending on your location.
Yeah, yeah.
So when I moved from Lewisham to where I live now, it was very easy to just buy whatever you wanted to buy wholesale and just go independent.
Right.
Because the area doesn't...
Lewisham or where you live now?
No, where I live now. Because the area is not like gang affiliated.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not like... You got obviously the surrounding areas.
Yeah.
But the actual area isn't gang affiliated. So there's no estate. There's no block. There's no...
So there's a vacuum.
Yeah, it's just like... There's obviously... shot callers that have the links to get these items, but there's no one going like,
this is my
can't
turf.
Shot here.
Yeah. Okay, no one put their flag down saying this is
not really.
Yeah,
no. And anyone that was shot and it was like, it's a couple of you, so it's kind of like, man, like you can do almost.
So what you say is your son could be the only. Plug in the area.
I don't think you'd be the only one.
There's going to be really upset drug users. I'm like, oh, where am I getting my drugs from now?
Boots.
No, his dad told him stop selling, man. So he's not selling drugs.
No, yeah, you can start up like a startup. You can buy a small bit, build your line,
test it out.
I feel like I'd need to punch my son though. I feel like I'd need to punch him. That's in the chest, not in the face. That's really hard, square in the
sternum. Well, I also think it depends, like, obviously where...
Like, he needs to know there's, like... I said I'd never hit you, but there's things that would make me hit you.
He needs to...
This is one of them.
He He needs to fear you more than them.
Yeah, I'm gonna punch you really hard. And I don't want to do it angrily either. I'm gonna, you have to stand there, just stand in the living room, and I'm gonna punch you in the chest. If you flinch, I'm going to punch you again. Wow. So just stay there.
But what, is that to instill fear, or is that you getting your anger out?
That's just me getting my anger out.
Oh, that's fair enough.
He's like, what's that for? He's like, I'm just mad. There's nothing for you to learn from this. This was all for me.
A better one would be saying, I'm gonna take your jaw off, yeah?
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, at some point, yeah.
Wow. So there's living in that fear.
Listen.
And you could just be like this. Oh! And then like, oh, it's happening.
Have you ever watched How I Met Your Mother?
That's where I'm going from.
The guy was owed 5 slaps. 5 slaps. Right, whatever bet they had, he got 5 slaps. And this man gave him 1 slap. And then it just held it over for like years. And then one moment, he gave him 3 slaps in one go.
Ooh.
And then went to go for the fourth, which would be the final slap. And went, no, I'm saving this one. And the guy's like, no, please just slap me. Please slap me. He's just like, no. So he said, he just didn't know when that final slap was coming.
That's the worst. That anticipation.
I'm going to box you at some point.
Yeah, at some point. It
at
is
some point.
Coming.
That's
but I also think saying like, oh, yeah, there's like, yeah, because we are all good. What's the way I'm trying to say it? You know, we're obviously our parents' kids, and although we might not have, you guys have in certain aspects achieved what they've achieved, or right now, we are. I would say us three are probably set up better than the circumstances they had.
Yeah,
whether it was like coming to the country or whatever, single parent. So if say like we were caught short, there was probably an element of like, all right, we might not have much, or we're building, that we live in like this area where we're planning to get out this area.
Yeah.
Whereas now I think like we are all in positions where we're like, if we caught one of our kids shot, we'd be like, why are you doing this?
Yeah, where the fuck is this come from?
Yeah, you're like the guy in Power Book 2 who's just like, wants to get out from his parents' wealth. Like, I'm not saying we're mega rich, but
it's like, you really don't need
You
this.
Don't need to do this.
Yeah, like, there's no justification. You just wanna...
You've got both parents here. You get me? Like, the fridge is stocked, the cupboards are stocked. Mm. You got more trainers than me. You know what I mean?
You're loved.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's missing?
But for me, like when I was younger, it was the it was the excitement of it all.
Right.
It was just the adrenaline.
And that appeals to all children, regardless of where
it was. They're like, we shouldn't be doing this.
You think, like, you got those private school kids. There's still someone in that school selling drugs.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's just that, like, even if it's just for a good time, but there will come power, there'll come status, the guy. Quentin, you need to go to Quentin if you want white. Quentin. If you want brown, then you need to go to Tarquin.
Quentin.
And Rupert's got hilarious. Rupert but sells weed.
You're 100% right. It's just that they won't get tarred with the...
No, and the, their life will be fine because dad will get them out of things and they'll still get a job. But but there'll still be the excitement. So, in a weird way, it doesn't matter how much you pattern up your life. These forces will still attract your kids.
But then it's about...
It can potentially attract your kids, isn't it?
So basically what we got to do is us three potentially have to be ready at any moment to develop a drug habit so that our potential kids that turn shotters just have one client and shot to us. So they're not out there like that.
Is that your solution? Instead of being out...
Just got to maintain the situation.
Yeah, to show them the damage that their drugs do to community, I'm going to take all your drugs.
I'll take them.
I'm going to take all your drugs, and your mum's going to be devastated, and your sister, I'm going to destroy the family.
Yeah.
Because you're selling drugs. He's like, Dad, this makes no sense. Shut up. Shut up.
Give me my drugs.
Give me the drugs.
Does it matter
like the class of drug as well?
Oh yeah, all this, Matt.
If he's that dead, I'm shotting weed.
On the top line, it doesn't matter, but then underneath it does. It's like if you caught your partner cheating, if she was cheating with like a wavy guy who's like in the part of you's like, I mean, I'm pissed off, but still the same way, I'm heartbroken.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, if I come home and Anthony Joshua was smashing the back doors off my girl, I'd be like, Fez.
Like you would have taken the opportunity.
Fez.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's some absolute nitty of a bloke, you know, what the fuck has happened here?
But yeah, that's true.
So
yeah, what did I do?
Yeah, so similar thing. If like I said, if he's opening the garage door and he's like, say these are my drugs versus... just like, yeah, it's just some weed.
Yeah, I've got two packs.
It's just like,
I've got two Cali packs. I'd be like, two?
Oh, like, fucking grow up.
Pass the Rizzler, fam. Stop doing this, fam.
Grow up.
Stop shotting, fam. Just pass the Rizzler, cuz.
Hey.
Two Cali packs.
Yeah.
Hey, man. We're hard to impress fathers, that's for sure, man. We're going to do it right, man. Go all the way. You know what
I think is good is we gave, obviously, the... comedic input.
But we gave the real answers.
I think we did that last episode as well. We gave good answers. So anyone that is, you know, thinking that we're just here for a Jolly Boys outing, kiss me back foot.
I think that's the name of the episode, Jolly Boys outing.
As you went from one to the other. But no, on the real, man, that's what we tried to do, man. We tried to take parenting, that real, recognized real, the real shit, but also keep it funny, man. We're trying to provide solutions to real parenting problems.
Damn right, man.
That is one problem in London. We have to. That's one problem in London.
I've got work in the morning.
In all the cities. All right, man. He's a fucking wanker. Anyways, man, I've been your co. That's been Late Nights and Wet Wives. That's been another episode. Thank you, people, for tuning in. You know who I be. You know what this is. I'm your co host, Michael. I'm fucking out this late, man. I'm out here, man. I'm on your co-host. I'm trying to wrap up, man. It's cold in this bitch. I'm on your co-host. I'm Mike Wakadiri. To the left has been...
You done know, Kazim Jamal, a.k.a. Thomas Skengley, a.k.a. leader of the Bomber Clucks, a.k.a. Nines is younger, 4.5, a.k.a. Nines and Potter Papers younger. Just call me Nine Pieces of Paper. You done know. Bigging up Small Heath, Big Heath every time.
Big up, yeah. And to the left.
Yeah, Darren Griffiths.
Any affiliations?
No affiliations.
Just happily from the Hertfordshire County.
That's it, man.
Representing
Essex and Hertfordshire. Hearts and Essex.
Hearts and Essex, that's it, man. County Lines business, man. Come on, man.
Keeping it gangster.
Keeping it gangster.
From
yeah.
the North Sea to Buckingham shit.
Hey man, take care of peace, people.